brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, and we've got open phones throughout the three-hour broadcast. I got reminded of something really important that I haven't talked enough about recently, because I've talked about it so much in the past. And that's the fact that they're under the Project BioShield, 36 and now growing. They just signed billions more for it. In fact, they just passed a new BioShield last month. Will you give me the latest numbers on Project BioShield? It's a federal anti-bioweapon program. It's really a bioweapon program. I want to get into different doomsday scenarios that could take out our civilization that don't include scary men with just for men, Santa Claus beards, that is, you know, the dyed black Santa Claus beards. So all of that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue with your calls and the latest on Iran. Federal government caught laundering more drug money, of course, Village Voice reports. But right now, let's go to John in Texas. You're on the air, John. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, this indefinite detention military tribunal stuff is not really new to our history. I got an old movie out the other day. It was called The Prisoner of Shark Island. It was about Dr. Samuel Mudd and John Wilkes Booth and the Lincoln conspirators. And it showed in the movie after Lincoln was assassinated, they fanned out and they arrested a lot of people that were really totally innocent like that.
Well, yeah, no, they remade that. It's a pretty good movie. It's called The Conspirators. And it's about the innocent woman being killed. And even when the court and the jury finds her not guilty, the military tribunal, the Secretary of the Army still orders her killed. And it's a true story. And, yeah, it happened then. But at least then they had some type of kangaroo court. This is saying disappear into a black hole, not even a kangaroo court. Then there were some German saboteurs that got executed without a trial during World War II. I wanted to blow up an ammo depot, but this is just saying the general public.
So the movie went to show that you may even have a minor connection to something, or like one guy is shown in the movie, he rented a buggy to John Wilkes Booth. They arrested him, and he got hung. No legal representation or nothing. And what this indefinite detention bill is going to do the same thing. You may be totally innocent, but you're swept off trial, and either you could be executed or sent to Dr. Samuel Mudd got sent to the Dry Tortugas, which was off the coast of Florida, and it was our version of Devil's Island at the time. You could be whisked off to the same thing in Guantanamo, and how are you going to defend yourself?
Well, that's it. And when the government is totally publicly lawless and evil, you know what you got there. Now, these crooks want to intimidate everybody with this, but doesn't intimidate me. I mean, the only way we defeat them is by pointing out they're a bunch of criminals. Of course, I mean, they're caught every day shipping drugs and laundering money and shipping guns out to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, they are a pack of knuckle-dragging criminals. There is no doubt about it. And they want to try to finagle everybody into letting them do this. They've stolen us blind with derivatives. And I watch these Republican debates. They keep saying, let's all work together. Let's bring credibility back to the government. They know we know they're crooks. They know we're awake. Look, most of the military knows what's going on. The low-level people aren't bad. Most police aren't bad. The globalists have failed to recruit criminals at every level. They've got the top, but they don't have the middle and the bottom. And so they're a paper tiger except during PSYOPs. And they could stage terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups and try to roll all this out. That is the great danger. That's why I'm here risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything, to expose their program and to call them out on it before they do it. I mean, do you understand how devastating that is to the system?
Oh, it's definitely devastating. But I'm afraid if they attack Iran and declare martial law, then a whole lot of people's going to start disappearing.
Yeah, well, when folks start disappearing, it's going to be like Solzhenitsyn talked about. We're not going to be burning in the camps here. 1% stands up, it's bye-bye to the system. So, I mean, it's a paper tiger. We move one pinky, and they're just raked aside. They're nothing. Paper tiger.
You You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we had a caller last hour point out a Yahoo News article with Christmas cards sent out by Fox News. And Fox News admits to it, showing their listeners as sheep and putting their viewers and listeners down as basically scum. And you're like, why are they like that? Well, con artists and known manipulators, they value people being conned. They enjoy disinformation. They relish lying about people. A normal person loves to teach someone a new skill. There's a real pleasure in that. It's a pleasure to teach someone carpentry or marksmanship or archery or video editing or gardening. That's what about 95% of the public's like. But scum, they're the type that think it's cute when you're walking by to stick their leg out and trip you. They revel in you being dumbed down. They revel in you being unaware. They revel in the fact that they sit there and wear fancy suits and look right into the teleprompter and practice looking confident. I mean, you watch the men on MSNBC, Fox is the worst. I mean, they just all look into the camera and just sit there with a satisfied, prideful look that's just meant to totally make the insecure viewer feel pathetic that somebody's looking at them in a sharp overcoat, you know, with snow behind them, reporting from the White House. It's the big appeal to authority. They're up there, and they're telling you what's true. Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. Not true. They don't care. Jesse Ventura's glad the troops are dead. Is it true? They don't care. Ron Paul can't win and is anti-American. And they've got some little tarts, women, who sit there with sexual frenzy in their eyes, smiling at you, flirting with you. I mean, that's how a woman acts in college when they find you attractive at a party and is coming over trying to pick you up. But see, it's not a real woman. It's a real person on the other end, but she's not really there in your living room on the big screen TV with her lipstick all done just right, being flirtatious. I mean, it's like a hooker. I was in New York City one time, and this beautiful woman comes prancing by there trying to pick somebody up. Our demonstration had been going all day. It was breaking up, and she came by and walked back and forth in front of us, and some of the firefighters and police that were with us for the demonstration were, you know, laughing and whistling back at her and like, oh, look at her. She's trying to make it look like we really, you know, need to hire her. And that's all it is they put whores up there on television to sit there and look at you like they are in love with you. And they're in New York City. They're in D.C. They're in Los Angeles. They're not in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're not in Austin, Texas. They're not in Kansas City, Missouri. They're not in St. Louis, Missouri. They're not in Chicago, Illinois. They're not in Hackensack. They're not in Tallahassee, Florida. They're not in Dallas, Texas. They don't love you. They wouldn't give you the time of day out there on the street. You're like, we know that. Really? Do you consciously know that? Do you consciously know that? And the men, they all sit up there. I mean, this is taught in news, TV news. Like you're watching local TV. And I'm going to your calls. Local TV news crew. They'll have the fatherly figure who gives you the political news locally and nationally that, you know, you're going to listen to. The archetypal chief type. It's a profile. And then they've got the little junior kind of, you know, good guy kid who reports, you know, the sports, that's the fun guy you can trust. And they've got the cute little, you know, little daughter type who's the good girl, kind of like Marianne. And you've got the sexy ginger reporter. And then you've got the motherly type woman. And then you might even have a hoss type, you know, kind of a tough guy type that reports on police stories. And they sit there and they program it all out. But now they've just shifted purely because they know men mainly watch cable news to women with their lipstick all glittering. The ancient Babylonian, prostitute marker. I'm not knocking women that wear lipstick. I'm not going to go into what it's supposed to be. But, you know, the point is all of this is going on to archetypally manipulate you. I mean, let's just be honest about it. And then here's Fox News. In fact, guys, show it again since I mentioned it, please. Showing you a sheeple. And even Yahoo News and others that reported on this, Fox News even put this out publicly. Fox News posted this themselves. This is their total disdain for their viewers. Their hatred of them. Just the total joke of it all to them. Because, again, con men like to brag. The best part of it is doing it in front of you. And it says, in what's becoming an annual media tradition, Fox News used its holiday card to wish friends and family well this holiday season and take a swipe at CNN and MSNBC. See, even this person, Dylan Stableford, writing this, didn't even get the card because he's in a trance. Or he's part of the system and doesn't tell you the best part of the joke. The front of Fox's 2011 card, distributed to media journalists, including this one, features a cartoon Fox leading ABC, NBC, and CBS in a sheep sled race with jockeys for MSNBC and CNN watching from the sidelines. The idea is that Fox News, the top-rated cable news network, is so far ahead, it's now competing against the big three networks. Representatives of CNN, MSNBC did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Inside a poem to be sung to the tune of Joy to the World begins. And it goes on to say Fox Business took a similar track, showing foxes roasting a peacock around open flame. He doesn't mention surrounded by their sheep viewers. The real message here is we've got more slaves, more mind zombies than you do. See, I do not seek gold. I do not seek land. I do not seek sex, fame, none of it. None of it means anything. Property gold is just fuel to fund my operation and treasure to fight my enemies, but it's not what I, it's garbage. It's trash. What matters to me is ideas. What matters to Alex Jones is freedom and seeing control freaks and deceivers and those that would abuse the innocent cast down and broken at the bottom of a cliff. That's what I seek. I seek exploration of the stars. I seek our destiny being fulfilled. I seek my progeny 1,000 years from now, not even knowing who I am, but looking back on this time when all of us turned the tide against dehumanization and a criminal group of humans trying to play God and set up an artificial environment and a total false mirage to control us. I stand against those that would make us mindless sheep. I stand against those that would keep people from knowledge. I stand against those who revel in keeping our people in bondage and darkness. That's who I stand against. And I'm here believing in my fellow humans, black, white, old, young, of every race, color, and creed. I believe in you. I know in my gut that if I come up here and pour out the full horror, which is impossible to do, but attempt it, that if I had to give you what I know and what I've researched, and for yourself to see, don't believe a word I've said, that you will wake up and we will defeat these globalists. Let's go another call. We'll continue with calls until I'm done with this bank of calls, and I'll get to the big enchilada news, doomsday. Not saying doomsday is coming. The globalists have false doomsdays planned. I'm going to break this down for you coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry in Canada. You're on the air.
Midnight again, Dr. Jones.
Hey, buddy, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to speak to the GoDaddy guy. I was going to get a website a little while ago through GoDaddy, but then I found out about SOPA, and it was a no boycott. I just have two quick observations. I woke up about a third of my high school, back when I was in high school, really woke them up. And I noticed that the, what you call the rap and the heavy metal crowd, what you call the bad kids, tend to be a lot more awake and independent.
I'm not saying you're bad if you're covered head to toe with tattoos or have Rasta hair. I don't care. I'm talking about some people like that who they think that's what makes them different and then they're not politically involved. I agree with you. Folks that start out going that direction tend to already be disillusioned, so they'll believe the truth a lot quicker than people that have bought into the lie and have gotten their 30 pieces of silver. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of them, of course, are useless drug addicts, but they're more receptive, I've found, to really hardcore political information. And I think that's because they don't have a lot invested in the perceived norms of society.
No, that's right. Most people that serve darkness think they're on the winning team. I've seen them when I criticize the system, they'll get a gleam in their eye and speak for the system as if they're the system. I mean, it's so pathetic. I had the system recognized before I knew how effective I was going to be, repeatedly try to hire me. And the average yuppie would sell their mother to be accepted by the power structure. The last people I'd ever want to hang out with is the power structure. They are the most empty, vapid, soulless, disgusting people in a trillion years. I'd rather hang out with some old, poor auto mechanic who's 85 years old and fish with him and learn some true wisdom. and be around a real soul and around the highest crystal mountains of power and the ivory towers of the power structure. That is a cursed place of emptiness and pain, and the spirit of the devil resides there. Caller, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Stay there. I'm coming back to you. Another caller. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
It's a worldwide transmission, a beacon like a lighthouse. I don't want you to even believe what I believe. I want you to just wake up, look around you, and realize a lot of bad things are happening. A lot of really evil people have been left to the controls of society, and nobody can deny that. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Well, I don't want to hear there's nothing we can do. That's the biggest lie in the world. Every time good people take action, it's amazing what we can get done. An example of that was the guy calling in who we're tracking down right now. It looks like he is the guy that started that whole boycott of GoDaddy. Of course, it's one of our listeners. We're going to get him on the show officially. But going back to Henry, and then we'll go to James and others that are holding. Henry in Canada, finish up the other point you wanted to make.
Okay. I eat, sleep, breathe, and drink Ron Paul, and I don't trust him with my life like some people. But I think it's time to get really tactical and serious. And if big foundation people are going to pretend to be supporters and false flag us, then I think at a grassroots level, we can go out to their events and false flag them. That's all.
Yeah, there's a problem, though. Dirty tricks work, but then they end up turning you into what you claim you were fighting.
I'm aware of that argument. I've heard that before, but I've also seen I've seen it firsthand with We Are Change Victoria and in the Occupy movement, and it is.
All right, sir. All right, let's go ahead and take a call here from James in Arizona. James, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you.
I've called a couple of times before. I'm a Prison Planet TV member. Basically, I haven't seen much news about it. I've only seen the UK online, the Mail online talk about it, and a couple other news sites. It's very small news, but there is a article out, and the best article is with the Mail online. They're talking about a Polish officer. He's being asked at a press conference about the plane crash.
Which was clearly an assassination, and we've seen the footage of it crashes in Russia, and you hear gunshots and troops are running around. Very suspicious. That whole Downing was very suspicious. And then the guy commits suicide. We had that story yesterday. I didn't show it. I meant to cover it. I didn't show it because I don't want to show him shooting himself in the head. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that it got out there because that was a pretty big deal. And you know, I just trying to do my part to get the news around. So.
No. I'm glad you called in because I did mean to talk about it. But I mean, remember that whole suspicious thing when the plane goes down, and witnesses said it blew up before it crashed. And then I've seen the footage of somebody out there walking around and you hear gunshots and it looks like they're killing people that are still alive. And the question is, would the Russians sabotage that plane as the Polish president came in? I know Tarpley and others, you know, didn't think so. But what do you think about that whole situation? And now the head guy investigating it, you know, shoots himself in the head on TV.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the Polish officer obviously knew something. I think he was disgraced. He felt horrible about it. And I think that it was an assassination by the Eurocrats to get rid of him. And basically,
well, yeah, that was the thing, because that Polish president, they tried to blame it on the Russians, but that's what others said. No, he wasn't going along with signing Poland over to austerity and signing them on to derivatives debts they didn't own.
Absolutely. That's what I think it was. It was just like Nigel Farage just playing going down or anything like that. I mean, there's a lot of powerful people involved in the Polish cabinet and his presidency were completely nationalistic and wanted nothing to do with the euro. One other thing I wanted to add is that, I got my InfoWars bumper sticker on my car, and I swear everywhere I go, I mean, I've had a sheriff's officer ask me about it. They're like, yeah, listen, Alex Jones. I go anywhere. I go just anywhere around town, and I have random people of all persuasions, law enforcement, government, everywhere. Like, hey, InfoWars, I listen to Alex Jones. I mean, it's like crazy. When I go to college and I start talking about you, immediately people go, you listen to Alex Jones. I mean, it's crazy how many people actually know about your show, and it's like hit critical mass. So I just wanted to let you know that. I mean, I can't go anywhere without at least 1 in 5 people knowing your show and listening. So just want to throw that out there.
Thank you so much. God bless you. No, we know about it, and that's the thing. It, something that does creep me out, not the New World Order killing me or demonizing me or setting me up. I'm committed. Whatever happens, happens. It's in God's hands. I'm sure it's part of God's plan. You just got to make peace with it, like anybody that has a dangerous job. But what is creepy is that I am not arrogant. I'm aggressive. People misunderstand that for arrogance. And I don't have a very high view of myself. And I don't feel like I'm doing enough. And I think about, my gosh, I've got this platform now. where I'm reaching 15 million people or more every week. I mean, it's crazy. And how do I properly, you know, really speak to people and really help?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted-down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, look, I said I'd get into this big doomsday scenario because it's finally getting attention, but because of other news and your calls, I promise I will get to it at the start of the second segment next hour, 8 after. Quite frankly, because in all the hubbub, there's a bunch of other news I need to get to, and I've also had them print some additional documents because I decided to cover this right at the start of the show today because one of the producers came in here and said, you haven't covered this, except briefly. This is pretty big. And I said, yeah, it is big. Thanks for pointing that out. It's the government having universities create airborne weaponized versions of mousepox, bird flu, you name it, where it kills 90%+. In some cases, 99%. I mean, and it's made, and the government made it. And And then you see the headline, government told university not to publish how to make it, as if they're trying to protect you. And then hidden in plain view, the government is who ordered it made. So I want to tie this into just a few of the other connections to it. Not just here, but all over the world. They want the plausible deniability. They want to be able to claim it's an accident when this stuff gets released. They've got all these movies that are out about the majority of the world population dying to create the psychological racial memory. So when it happens, everybody just accepts it. And they romanticize. I'm going to do a full report on this. How wonderful the Black Plague was. In fact, you call Aaron here real quick. Because I keep saying I'm going to cover this, and now I'm up to about 20 articles we've printed. See, that's the problem. I read one article, and then it chain reactions my thought into hundreds of other data points. Because I don't want to just tell you what I'm saying is going on. I want to show it to you. Aaron, do me a big favor, buddy. I'm going to do this like 8 after next hour, so I know you'll get tied into it and spend hours digging stuff up. And that's fine, because I'm going to do a special report on this in the next few days or next week or something. Just make sure this is the next thing. But I want to give it a headline like something like, a new Black Death or why they love the Black Death, something like that. Will you pull me some globalist quotes about how great the Black Plague was? What Russell, More Modern Times, some UN statements. And then we've got Huxley, I know, talked about it. And we've also got their progenitor, Galton, but even before him, we've got Sir Malthus. Because I want to point out, it isn't just Ian Fleming with Moonraker where, the industrialist goes off world in a space station and kills everybody so that the genetically pure can come back. This isn't just in Hollywood. But I want to get into Moonraker, too, and just show people this in the culture. And then maybe show The Shape of Things to Come, that he wrote in the late 20s, came out in a movie in the early 30s, where they've got, in the 30s, swept wing B-2 bombers dropping atomic bombs on cities to reduce their population and make them serve the globo peace. So I think, just give me the Black Plague stuff. Thank you. I don't want to just say they're into the Black Plague. I want to show people. Okay, so they're getting a new Black Plague ready, but it won't be bubonic plague carried by fleas. It'll be sprayed on you by drone. And most of you listening to my voice will be murdered by them. Folks, you've seen a lot of wild stuff happen so far. I'm telling you, this is all going to happen. You ignore me at your peril. But the most important thing is if we don't stop them by exposing this ahead of it happening, those of you that survive, don't believe the transmissions to you to come out and the system wants to work with you. You're the survivors. Don't go along with it. I mean, if you're in a rural area that's not hitting the first wave, do not believe the system. If you're in the military and you're loading drones with this stuff in the future, we got some Sunshine Project documents on that, but the Marine Corps asked me to be reclassified, but they're too stupid to get it off of the Google and Wayback Machines. See, I'm already getting into this. I shouldn't even get into the real news without actually codifying it all and putting it in a detailed news report because this stuff is so serious. I've got to give it the respect it deserves and put it together in a stunning presentation. This is why I wake up at 3 a.m. at night. And then they're like, hey, have you seen this article? And I'm like, yeah, I've seen it. Man, I tell you what, it's really uncool. God, that's the only word I got. I mean, and all you idiots out there that think this show's funny and think, no, this is going to happen. And they're already putting poison in your water, your food. They're already playing games. We've already got a slow kill holocaust with different cancer rates, 2,000 to 3,000% up from 50 years ago. Brain disorders are off the charts. I mean, it's just diabetes. The honeybees are almost completely dying. Fish are washing up dead everywhere in rivers. They're having both sexual organs just because the runoff of what we eat and drink is killing them. I mean, we're a tough, tough species, folks. We got organs designed to process huge amounts of poison. We are special. And the globalists are a group of our own species playing God, who are the aberrant psychopaths, and they've set up this system. And we've got to warn people. We've got to warn people. And I understand why folks can't understand this, because it's so wicked that people just can't come face to face with it. But Dr. Pianca and others, you read about these scientists that give speeches about how 90% of us need to die and how airborne Ebola is probably what's going to be the best. And then he says, I'm ready for my family to die. It's for the earth. And he gets a standing ovation with the scientist of Texas. That's just one award. He's gotten awards in Europe. It reportedly were crying in rapture. I mean, just demonically possessed by some wild thing of we're special, we're at an event talking about killing everyone. And they just get so thrilled by it, they start crying. It's beyond anything I can imagine. And by the way, I demanded from his comments that the FBI visit him, and they did. And then he went on MSNBC and he went, hey, man, I'm just talking about there being too many people, man. Hey, man. The guy can barely talk. You always notice the top priest of this thing are addled weirdos. And you go to his official UT website, he's out there with his buffalo, and there's weird cryptic statements. You can't make up reality. It's too weird. He's dressed in a druidic priest outfit with a Gandalf staff talking about Lucifer. That's in my film Endgame, by the way. And I've told this story. We covered it at the time. I started getting emails and calls and all sorts of stuff of, you know, remove this photo off the website. I don't give you permission of me there, you know, with him from the local paper or this other person. Don't you talk about this. And then here's my graduate paper. I'm now a PhD in molecular biology at such and such. And then I went and searched the people's names. They'd be in white lab coats at bioweapon labs sending me threatening emails saying, Dr. Pianca is too liberal. We must get rid of all humans as parasites. And then you look up their name and they're in white lab coats running bioweapon facilities. I mean, do you understand the danger we're in? Can you even begin to grasp it? They're a cult of control freaks. And like moths to a flame, their intellects are so small, their souls are so crushed or non-existent that somebody gets up and projects skulls on a wall and says, get rid of humans, and they start cheering. I'll guarantee you, if they do release this airborne stuff, the mouse pox, the weaponized bird flu, the Ebola, they are going to scream running for whatever cure there is. That, of course, will sterilize them. And they're going to hate what happens to them. It's I don't know why the weak worship at the altar of power, of dark, bloody power. They worship evil. They just think it gives them power. Destruction is not power. Creation is power. Does it matter? If we don't start turning things around, and there's some evidence we could, but if we don't really have a real gut check and grow up, and if people, I mean, if I was a new listener driving down the highway on all the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations we have across the country, and I heard somebody talking like this, and I didn't know about this stuff, I would go look up what they were saying. And if I found out it was true, I would do everything in my power to warn people. Billboards, my own radio show, whatever it took. Lawsuits, you name it. If I found out that I was lying, if I found out that person was lying, I would do everything in my power to expose them. You know the reason we're being put on so many AM and FM stations. You know the reason they've had us down for over 2 years on XM. You know why we're accepted now. It's because people actually did go look. And you know what? When they look, they don't like what they find. You think I like what I find? You think I like it? People are like, oh, be a little more positive. Oh, don't be so negative. Hey, it's not negative. If I come home and a tree has fallen into my house, it's happened before, and I'm looking out the roof and water's pouring in. Oh, just be positive. Imagine there's not a hole in your roof. Imagine there's not water throughout your house. No, that would be mentally ill and delusional. Uh, I got some Ron Paul news, and I'm going back to your calls, and I'll get into the big Judgment Day thing. I already covered some of it. And nobody can seem to want to do anything about this, because even people that are awake say, well, Alex, you know, I'm a Christian. It's the end of the world, you know, next month or next year. So this is all in God's plan. No, God's plan is for you to occupy the land. God's plan is for you to fight evil. Regardless of the outcome, justice be done, may the heavens fall. And folks, again, I'll say it. If you don't believe in God, you better believe in the devil. I don't know how a lot of people say they believe in God, but not a devil. I mean, look, if there's not a devil, I'd be surprised. I mean, I'm surprised humans could come up with stuff this evil. Well, it might as well be a devil. Because let me tell you, you can't think stuff up like this. When you study these people and what they're doing, you're like, they do that? And the tricks within tricks on top of tricks and in ways that it's a, and it's always worse than you thought. It's always, and then it's worse after that, and then worse after that. If you can think it up, you can go Google search it, and they're doing it, and it's worse than you even thought. Bottomless pit of evil. It's a bottomless pit for a reason. And it goes to a place where we don't want to go. My dad tells a story of my sister, I think it was like 4 years old or something, and they were on a vacation, and just she saw a few minutes of Beetlejuice. Not really that scary of a movie, but kind of creepy. And there's a waiting room in it where the dead are waiting to, you know, to go on to the next dimension or whatever. And my sister looks up at my dad and says, Daddy, don't ever take me there. Because they took her, you know, to Europe and South America, Central America, all that. And she said, Daddy, don't ever take me there. Because, you know, it looked like an airport waiting room or something. Don't ever take me there. Well, let me tell you something. Tyrants take us very bad places. That's the norm. And for people out there that can't get their minds around this, my frustration is that if we just learn to recognize evil, just learn to recognize corruption. I mean, somehow it's a conspiracy theory if you talk about government corruption. That's the answer by the paid-for media. Oh, you don't trust what known liars tell you? That's crazy. The highest, I think it was Lionel who was on with us last week made that point. Nowadays, the highest compliment is to say somebody's crazy. It's like that Gnarls Barkley song. John, if you can dig it up, let's go out with it, or let's come back in with it. Or I guess we have it. We'll come back in with it. And he says, you know, does that make me crazy? You know, he says, I wasn't crazy because I didn't know enough. I was crazy because I knew too much. And let me tell you, it's bottomless, folks. Just go take a look. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One cannot be told about the New World Order. Look, look. Just go look. We have these headlines with these backdrops out there about, oh, the government got caught laundering $100 billion there, billions here, all running drugs, all running guns, blame on the Second Amendment. Nobody gets in trouble. Oh, MF Global took that billion plus. No, I'm not getting in trouble. Got caught lying to Congress. So what? No big deal. Take the veterans' death benefits. No big deal. Oh, really? What's coming next? See, that's the thing about going off the cliff. No one can believe this is all happening, even as it happens. You ever been in a car wreck? And two or three seconds as you see that person running the red light, seems like 5 minutes, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I should have looked. That person's running that red light. It happened to me once in high school. I was driving with friends, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to feel good. You know, spinning off the road. People all bleeding, hurt, chopped up. It's the same thing. I'm just like going, oh, it's really happening. Coming right at us. By the time I got blown off the road by the tornado, it felt like 2 minutes spinning off the road down an embankment, looking over to my dad saying, brace for impact. Hit the oak trees. Boom, that car accordions in. We're going to go to break and get to this Ron Paul news. You got a lot of news because they like petty stuff, and they thought it was something to make Ron Paul look bad. He's in this diner. He gets mobbed by about 150, the media said over 150 news people and crews. And so they start grabbing and saying, "We're not leaving Ron Paul," and grabbing at him. And some guy's on a bullhorn in there. So he goes out. And this reporter, Dana Bash, comes up and says, "Oh, a lady was going to vote for you, but none of you rudely left." And he said, "You know, that's a hit piece. That's a cheap question." Jesse Benton cuts in, campaign manager, says, we're going to talk to other media here that's all lined up. And they tried to spin it like last time they said he ran out of a interview. Of course, they cut it. He said, "I'll give you 10 minutes. They did 10 minutes. Said, "All right, thank you. Hey, it's fine. See you later." They cut it to say he stormed out. This time they spun it. Then they put Dana Bash on CNN yesterday to say, "We sure hope he doesn't get elected," because they marvel at how well he's doing, the Republican leadership. But we're just here to tell you, you still can't elect him, even if he comes in second here and wins in other states. Because I'm Dana Bash, and I tell you what to think. I get off on that you're unconscious and that you listen to me. Just like that's CNN for you. Notice in Fox's Christmas cards they send out, all the media is pulled by sheep. We pay for it. We support them. They think we're jokes, and it's time to wake up and call them on it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there
a globalist. But think twice. Seek to dumb you down. They don't want you to understand how the world works. Because then they can control you, and that is a great crime against humanity. Okay, let's go to this Ron Paul clip. And this is why they always try to keep Ron Paul off my show. They always want to say I'm radical, I'm bad. Because America has put up with radical corruption. America has gotten radically comfortable with being robbed. Because it couldn't happen here. America has gotten way too complacent. And so I come along and slap people upside the head with a giant 2x4 reality. And they're like, oh my gosh, keep him in the basement. Keep him hidden. He's crazy. He's not working anymore. And they're doing the same thing here. She's followed him around, got in his face. He's told her, leave him alone. And then she goes on CNN. This is on YouTube, shot off the TV, so the audio is not the best. And basically tells everybody because she says so. She's going to tell you how to think because you're one of her sheep, she thinks. The minute you break that trance, you're like, why is this chicken neck nobody arrogantly telling me how the world works? They're con men. Confidence game. Just don't play. Don't play their game anymore. Break with them. Doesn't mean go with me. Break with their bull. Admit they're arrogant. You cannot deny she's here in this clip telling you how to think. Here it is.
Now, for now, obviously, they are very much focused on getting out as many voters to the caucus sites across the state as possible tomorrow. I'm hearing from Republicans, John, who are affiliated with other campaigns that they are amazed at how wonderful, frankly, that they say the Ron Paul organization is. We'll see if that actually bears out tomorrow. But in terms of the long term, there's no question. I'm sure you talk to Republicans who are worried as well, just like I am, that Ron Paul will continue on long into the spring and summer, even further.
Worried.
Even if he runs as a Republican or as an independent, he could really hurt whomever the Republican nominee is, because still nobody thinks, even if he does well here in New Hampshire, that he will ultimately be the nominee. And I'm sure you talk to Republicans who are worried as well, just like I am, that Ron Paul will continue on, who are worried as well, just like I am, who are worried as well, just like I am, like I am. Dependent.
Oh, because he can't win. Even if he wins, he doesn't win. And we're like, yes, master, we are zombies. She's like, go walk off the cliff. Yes, master, bash, walk off cliff. I mean, and John King sits there the whole time like he's really into it. I'll do that when I have guests on. I mean, if I'm really interested, I listen, and really pay attention. Or if I don't like what, the direction things are boring or inconsequential, I'll interrupt or whatever. I don't sit there and listen to a guest and go, John King's looking there going, this is so important. All these little affectations, like, oh, you're so credible. That's like that MSNBC show where he's attacking myself and Ron Paul. And he looks to some blogger they've got. And he says, is that credible what Ron Paul and Alex Jones are saying? Is that credible? She goes, no. And he goes, see? I mean, here, I could just talk to this this little cup of picante sauce. Is it credible that air is good to breathe for us? I mean, because people say we need it. Or are they conspiracy theorists? Oh, the cup of picante sauce says appeal to authority. No.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.